こんにちは、ボンバットファミリーと私たちのライブ放送へようこそ。私たちはあなたの視聴とリスニングの喜びのための素晴らしいショーを持っています。今あなたのホストスコッティ・ジェイロとジェリー・ケーブルにステイ・ボンバットを楽しんで覚えておいてください。
Hello, bit of money, so the Lord did me good. Got all kind of shit. Got the glow sticks, I got the...Got your bag, got the
Hawaiian punch.
Got that, man, everybody won't holler at pop. What you need, I got it. If I ain't got it, I can find it, you understand?
I'm selling glow sticks.
Glow sticks to go with the yay. You know what I'm saying?
Anyways, my broskies, I got to bounce. Bounce on your boy's dick. Hey, got him.
You know, might go off for, I don't know, what kind of practical jokes do you play?
Well, with my new chemistry set, thanks to Brie Larson, I do like to make stink bombs.
Living in America!
Is nothing wrong?
No, I'm not. Yeah, I don't love. I don't love. Alone from night to night, you find me?
Concerned about that?
No, danke schön. I'm concerned because there's nothing wrong.
And what are you going to say to your fans when they ask you some...
I'm going to say, I feel good. Papa's got a brand new bag. It's a man's world.
What you're going to be
Hello,
doing、Dad. On this tour?
Jam!
Soros, there you are.
And、we'll be doing a lot of good things, and hopefully we'll get Brother Ted Turner on the cover.Ted, where you at? Hasta luego.
In this big game that we play, life, it's not what you hope for, it's not what you deserve, it's what you take. I'm Frank T.J. Mackey, a master of the muffin, and author of the Seduce and Destroy system, now available to you on audio and video cassette. Seduce and Destroy will teach you the techniques to have any hard body blonde just dripping to wet your dock.
You know, every once in a while, dreams come true. And right now, you are witnessing history in the making. Hello to everyone joining us for the Bombadcast. If you have not watched us before, we are a Star Wars podcast. We talk about everything, but we mostly do these fun live streams. That's every Thursday. Check it out, every Thursday. If you like this evening, and look, I'm going to be real with y'all. This is the first time I've been nervous.For a guest because of all the hype that builds around it. He's currently picking something up, but I just saw his full ass. This is so exciting. I'm so excited for this. Every Thursday, live, every Thursday, we got a bunch of stuff lined up. I'll even plug that right now from the top. But we talk Star Wars. It's a Star Wars experience every Thursday. And the Thursdays coming up are absolutely stacked. In particular, next week, we also got Gus or Goose, whatever you want to call him, from Trial of the Force, coming on to do some more Fortune Cookies of the Force, one of our little fun segments. So the hype is real. I am so excited. This is going to be great. On Wednesdays, though, I do a little gaming show, and me and our guest coming up soon, he also does some wonderful Twitch streams, and I'm just, ooh, Can't wait to talk to him about it. But no, this is what we call Bombad Gaming every Wednesday. And funny enough, next Wednesday, we already got the show planned and scheduled and all ready for y'all. It's going to be me and Jared the Dark Jedi, one of my favorite people, coming on to talk about the Revenge of the Sith video game. So just know that we got some cool stuff in the works. And of course, besides all that, we got this wonderful... We got this wonderful, wonderful show, Hyper Focus, which is going to make its return soon on our channel. And it's Jerry talking with all different people in our fandom and our, and I guess in our fringe circles and our community. But, all that being said, I'll let Jerry plug this in a little bit. But I am, if this is like Christmas morning, Trey, 100% in every way. Very excited. We're going to bring Jerry on in just a second, and then we'll bring the dumb whore on in just a moment. So everyone get pumped for him. Let's bring it on. Look at this dude. All right, Jerry, how are we feeling? Are you excited? Are you nervous? What's going on? What's going on in your brain, buddy? What's going on in your brain right now as we speak?
We are gathered here today to join Scotty and Joe in holy matrimony. Hi, what's up? Now, this is actually, this is a hollowed out Tobin spirit guide. So what's up? That is my spiritual text, actually, right
yes.
there.
That's we've had the privilege, yes. You and me, we've had the privilege to interview some pretty big people in terms of, you know, pretty like just people in our space. We had the chance to talk to Seth Green, who hasn't talked Star Wars all that often. So that's on our channel. If you haven't seen that yet, it's great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We talked to Mac DeMarco. We've talked to people that we admire in our little space. But the reason I'm bringing all this up is because I don't get nervous for things. I'm a middle school teacher. But nothing makes me nervous.
No, you've seen it all. You've seen it all.
Kids throw up on their laptops. I have to clean that up. I've hosted pep rallies. There's things that don't make me nervous. Right. And what we're about to encounter in a moment puts me on edge.
We've had some big guests. This one might be the biggest.
The biggest.
In a lot more ways than one.
Woo! He's big boy. Can't wait. All that being said, I want to give a special shout out. Jerry, if you don't mind, we have a Patreon, and this person on the screen
that
is
we
a
do.
Patron as well. Can we
read
some
names? I can't believe it. And yes, I can read some names. Yes, my voice is still, listen, twice a year, my voice decides to fuck off. And listen, we're at that time of year again. But listen. All of you who are our lovely patrons, we have Trevor, we have Richie Rasputin, we have Preston Dugas, we have Buck O'Brien in the chat tonight, Alden Diaz, David K2S Bro, Trey Mitchell in the house tonight, Welsie Woodridge, Chase Hauser, who actually is going to be my guest on the first Hyper Focus of 2023 coming next Saturday. Chase Hauser, Neil Lowry, Todd DeGrossier, Brian Finnessy, M from Pink Milk, Michael McBoy, Brian Fry, Jeff Qualio, Jared the Dark Gray Jedi, Seth Parnell, Nick Milky, Rick Villanueva, and one William Gregory Hardy, who is, I'm guessing, one of the people who's threw up on his laptop, maybe? I'm not sure. I'm just kidding, William. I'm sorry, William.
He hasn't yet. No, thank you for reading that, and thank you to our patrons. If it wasn't for y'all, we wouldn't be able to do all this, and we wouldn't have our wonderful guests coming up soon because of this streaming software and the things we are able to do through having y'all. But all that being said, I can't hype it up any further. I just can't. This is something that's been in the works. We thought
We can go the whole hour and then just like, you know, bring him
never
on.
Never show
glass,
him.
You know.
We'll do what they call edging. And we'll see if that's something that we can do here. Edging is when you mow the sides, like your actual.
That is what it is.
Pavement.
It's mowing.
It's mowing. It's, you edge something. Anyway, I am beyond excited to bring in this person. The one and only, the iconic, the fantastic, and everyone's favorite Twitter whore, Joe Organa.
Right. Who invited you here?
Wow.
Oh, there he is.
Chat, we got to go crazy. Chat, you got to go crazy. We got to see you go crazy, chat. Look who it is. Oh, man. Yes, look at Joe getting all the praise. I'm so excited.
I'm nervous.
Oh, are you nervous too? Because I'm like... Yeah.
Look at it.
The chat's going wild. Oh, goodness. Joe, glad to have you here. Very excited to be, you know, I got to be on top when it comes to Jerry. Oh, look, he's trying to read the camera. Hi. He's so dumb. He's so dumb. He's just like, I don't know what to do. Joe, how are you feeling, bud? You pumped?
I'm always pumping. I mean, yes, I am excited. I'm always yes. excited. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be with my man. Oh.
That's right. Stand men. By your man. Absolutely.
Men.
I did think didn't you say we were going to be alone? I'm a little confused about what's going on. I wasn't expecting all this, but.
Oh, sorry. Look, my father.
Listen,
my father is just of the all the knights. Hey, my dad decides to join. It's my dad. Let's show my dad a little bit of that armpit there, Joe. Just let give a little look at it. That's right.
Oh my God! Yes,
Dad. It's my internet boyfriend. He's here hanging out tonight. We're very excited to have Joe here. Joe, do you have any idea? Because I know you interact with a lot of people every day. What started our little soiree? Do you have any idea? I don't know if you remember.
I do remember. I remember it was, I think, less than a year ago. It hasn't been that long. But okay. I do remember one day I was on Twitter. I was looking really hot, very sexy. It was probably the summer because I look really good with a tan. And so probably. In the summer, I post a lot of content. And by content, I mean looking hot. And I remember Scotty. Scotty was commenting on all my photos and posts saying you're disgusting, put it away. And then he would DM me and be like, can you give me anything else? Is there any more? And I was like, ew, I don't typically do custom content. And I've always said that.
Yes. Now you do, though.
Yeah. And then I think I remember him saying, this is going to keep happening. There's nothing you can do to end it. And I said, yes, hey, this sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. It sounds familiar. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
And before
he did a good job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Before you knew it, what happened?
Before I knew it, I was locked in a basement.
Yep, and you had me wrapped under your spell, you little whore. You had like 100%. I was wrapped. I was like, why? Man. Why? I hate this man. I hate this man. And look, shout out to Trey. Yeah, Joe's allowance because he's hiding in a cage right now.
I was gonna say thank you for the super chat, but also
Trey, what a king. But no, I mean Trey's an icon and a part of the. I mean everyone likes Trey. I don't know if you follow Trey, Joe. Do you see?
I do. I love Trey. He's very. Yeah. He's very attractive.
Oh, here we go. Just what he wants. God bless. I am so excited to see you on the screen because my view of our little relationship has been very interesting because I did start harassing you first off because it made me laugh. And yeah. I honestly, I'm not kidding when I say this. I texted Brian Barry from Pink Milk and I said, is it okay with me, a heterosexual man, to like keep harassing this gay guy? And literally, he was straight up just like,
these are the questions we ask.
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Brian and
how
I
did you feel? Right
so I've been on Pink Milk twice. He knows me well. So he understands that if a hot Southern man who likes Star Wars is interested in chatting me up, he knows to send them my way. I've told him this. I've used those. Okay. I've said, send them my way. Send them my way.
Well, I was sent your way. And then literally, I don't know what happened. It was like June or July where like I knew I was messing with you enough to where I flipped the script and I became obsessed with you. And like, oh my God, we're getting super. Joe, what the hell, man? The second you
come look at this,
$40. What is this? This is so bad. Oh my
God. This is what
God.
It's like. This is what it's like to be in Joe's presence. Honestly, people just throw money. They just throw money.
Literally.
That's what I feel
I've got. I've got videos of me and I'll show this because I think I might have posted this on Twitter, but it is a video of me taking a shot saying to Joe Organa what I was like. I was pretty tore up. So just know that the relationship at some point must have flipped. I don't know what it took. I don't know if it was a single post you made, Joe, but it went from being hate to being a deep, deep admiration of you. Let's see. Here it is.
The enemies to lovers trope. The enemies to lovers trope is a big thing.
Literally.
People love it. People
Who's Rey?
You live for it.
Who's Rey and who's Kylo? That's the good question. Jerry, what do you think?
I mean, listen. I mean, this guy over here has got the beef to be Kylo. I was just no offense. I was like, Scotty, I'm your Luke Skywalker, like cock blocking you and shit. And then you've got Kylo over here, like, you know, popping up in your fantasies, half naked.
Yes,
like,
shirtless.
And dripping wet, just dripping wet going, oh, I didn't see you there. Hi, Ray. Hey, how you doing?
Oh, this is ridiculous. Look at this. Buck now sending
look
money.
At what this.
$30. The second you show up on screen, people are just throwing money your way.
I've always said I have no talent, but if I did have a talent, it would be getting money off of men on the internet.
And you do that. If you want to plug your private industry,
please
you can.
Do.
I mean,
please do. We're all for it.
I'm on OnlyFans, so follow me on OnlyFans.
Oh, hey, you got to make your money some way. And I'm a teacher, so I make it somehow. Look, I want to show you this video. This video right here is the video I was referring to, and I say to Joe. Bad. And it's like pouring down my face. Yeah, look at that. Wow, a true Southern gentleman.
That's the guy you want to find right there.
Yes.
I remember that video explicitly because it was summer. I was looking hot. When the video came through, I was like, I know, I look great. I was expecting this sort of reaction. And I knew our friendship, our physical relationship was about to reach the next level. And I was very excited.
Yeah.
And I remember the next week, it was just constant Scotty attacking me with his adoration.
Well, it was saying. That. There was a couple
once
of texts it, that
once
were
it
exchanged.
Starts, it text. Just keeps going. Yeah.
I could even go back to July and just show you how many DMs I sent Joe just in that week alone. It's embarrassing.
Listen, once you get Scotty over that edge, I mean, you were talking about edging and everything. Like he, yes. I mean, it just keeps coming. It doesn't stop. And so, yeah, absolutely. Katie is throwing money at us. Thank you for the super
what
check, Katie.
What is happening?
Look at this.
Beyonce. Oh my God. What a queen. This is great. God, Joe is just bringing in the money here. This is one of my favorite.
We found the third host. Messages. Well, that's what it
said.
Is.
One of my messages to Joe said, Joseph Cole Organa. And then he said, thank you, King. And then I said, Joey Pee-Pee. Then I said, Joey, you are my king. I said, bring me Joe Organa or bring me death. And then I said, I want to smack the F word out of you.
Yeah.
I said, just submit, Joey. Just submit. I said, Joe, then I said, this one's so bizarre. I don't remember typing this. Joey, imagine our life in the city. When we make it big, I'll divorce Katie. Yeah. Then I said, Joey, call me. I want to talk on the phone. Joey, I love your work. I want to work there and have tension. That's something else I said. Jesus.
So, if Joe Organa is the U.S. Capitol, Scotty is January 6th.
Oh man, I am sweating. Good Lord. No. Oh, oh Christ. So I wanted to play a game with you to kind of kick this off, to kind of because I just think it works for you. You know, you've always reminded me of Paris Hilton in the like the bubbliness, the sluttiness. You just have that vibe.
Thank you.
That's a high compliment, too, I would think.
I take it as such.
Good. Okay. Because what we're going to do next is very simple. We're going to be playing a game, and I will show the graphic for the game, and the chat can play, too. I want you to play. It's called That's Hot, That's Not, and of course, what's that last word, Joe? I think you can read. What's the last word?
That's Scott.
Oh, he can read. Exactly. I didn't know he can read.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, that's the game we're going to play. Let me get it pulled up right here. It's going to be a fun game. I'm very excited for its debut. And, you know, maybe if Joe comes back, we'll do some more of these. We're going to get the chat pulled up in here as well. So it should be a whole lot of fun. So, chat, you're more than welcome to obviously, you know, voice your opinions. You can vote for this experience. And we're all going to decide if that's hot, if that's not, or if that's Scott. So we'll do the first one here. Okay, the first one, are y'all ready? Joe, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Now we'll all go around and share answers too. So I'm excited to hear. Joe, I think, already got a preview of this one. So Joe, what do you think? That's hot, that's not, or that's Scott?
That's hot.
What about it?
It's hot because he has three long tentacles that I can experience and just enjoy. And I've always said three is more than one, and most of the time I'm right about that.
Listen, why is the anti-Scotty Jarrow showing up tonight?
Of all nights. The one night they care to show up. And I agree, though, Joe, to have three tentacles is something very incredible to have. I, for one, only – I don't have three. But Jerry, hot, not, or Scott?
I'm going to say that's hot. That is hot. You know, like it's – I mean, come on. I wish I looked like that, you know? And I mean, I'm not just talking about the green paint as well, you know? I'm talking like just – I mean, come on. It's what can you do? You know, again, like you said, the three tentacles. It's I think we're all in accord. I think even the chat, it's hot.
So. Yeah, I think it's hot because that whole scene in Book of Boba Fett is like to me next level. Like the
when they have the whole Aaron Garsips, like they have him come up and then they have the two servants come up and say like, can we clean your helmet?
Oh man, that is a great line, and can he service your helmet?
I would love to. When those two sexy bitches, I don't know if I'm allowed to. Am I allowed to swear on this? When those two sexy motherfuckers came up, it was a bisexual fantasy, especially like a nerdy bisexual fantasy.
That's right.
I'm all for it. That would be at least five tentacles.
I'm so glad you can count. That was impressive.
Unless he is a trans king, but we don't know.
We don't know what it's like.
Because there was a lot of discussion about that because he has the
cone
ears. He could be a trans king. In which case,
I was gonna say because the Twi'leks usually the male or the females only have those because the males have more of a like a wraparound tendril thing, right? Wasn't that part of the lore?
Exactly. Yep.
That's cool. Yeah,
they got more of like a ball sack on their head. It really feels like, you know, on both sides.
Yeah. That's beautiful. And yes, there is an answer to this. It can be hot and it can be Scott. So here's the next one. Now, some of these might be purposely, you know, not, but it's all subjective. Obviously it's all up to us. The next one's going to be great. We got two caked up Gamorrean guards. Okay.
Cake. What is it?
For cake. Days. Look at that. Joey tight pants, what do we think?
This one is situational, okay? Ooh. For me, it's hot if they're into, like, sort of a mask situation. I feel like if there's a bag involved, then I'd be wrong because I'm into the body. Like, I like a thick king. I like him. Yeah. He looks strong. I feel like his breath would be really bad, though. And if you're going to be going to town, he's going to be breathing heavy. And that room is going to fill
definitely.
That shit breath. And for me, that's a kind of a boner killer.
I get that. I feel that. Yeah. I think the thing, though, and this might be just part of the experience, I think, like, the chains and stuff might add a little bit of a vibe to it, though. You know what I mean?
Almost. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know me. I love being chained down, Scotty. You know.
Yes. The basement. The Louisiana basement. Yeah, Jerry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that hot or is that not or is that Scott?
Listen, I think that looks like if that looks like you and I cosplaying Gamorrean guards at the next celebration we go to is what that looks like. And so I'm going to say that's Scott by association, right? Yeah. Like I said, that's me and Scott at the next celebration, frankly. That's what I think.
I think we should do that. Joe, what do you think? You think you'd like to see both of us all?
I think you should do that and you should invite me back to your hotel room. Afterwards, help take off.
Take off the cosplay, Joe. I think it's good. This is something I'm very fond of. I like the scene. Book of Boba Fett really did supply us with a lot of just like, you know, homoerotic like tension. You know, like at least to me, and I'm not even gay. You know, I was just sitting there like, man, this is like very like dude based Star Wars. I don't know. It worked. It was good stuff.
It did.
But the next one, we might take a change. Oh, Uncle Owen, that's hot. That's not, or is that Scott? What do we think, Joe?
I'm going to go with that's hot. I'm gonna go with Best Buy, believe it or not.
Wait, listen. This is old man Owen.
I want to hear this. I want to hear this. Out.
There's something attractive about a sexually repressed man with sand in his cheeks. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, you're not gonna want to get in there because of obviously the friction would be too much, but I think he would be really grateful for the attention and the moisture. He's a moisture farmer. I can give him some moisture. And I think
Uncle Owen sure looks like he needs it. I mean, like, you gotta think too, you know, like, him and Brew probably haven't had a chance to do anything in a while. You know what I mean? They got their nephew there. Listen,
what are you talking about? We all saw Obi-Wan Kenobi. They are banging like rabbits.
Well, when they were that age, but now they're just a little bit older. They aged a lot. I mean,
listen though. I don't know. I think there's something about like protecting your adopted nephew from Space Satan that could really add some spice to a marriage that late in life. That's all I'm saying.
That's fair.
That's all I'm saying. And I will say this man was Joel Edgerton at one time. We'll just leave it at that. Okay. So that's my opinion on it. Yeah, straight male as well. I'm going to list this as hot. You know, I'm going clearly off of Obi-Wan Kenobi, frankly. That entirely changed my opinion on Uncle Owen.
Okay. I'll take that. And Joe, what are you drinking? We got Marty.
Yeah, what are we drinking here tonight?
I am drinking Blade and Bow whiskey, bourbon whiskey. It's delicious. Okay. Just on the rocks. Here's the bottle. It's my favorite whiskey currently.
Scotty milk apparently is what it's called. It's kind of like what Michael Jackson drank before he died. It was
Scotty milk. Scotty milk is much sweeter and saltier. This is not. That's not bad.
Moving on. Tracy to get me fired. All right, the next one. Here we go. Hot or not? It's kind of a dick. He's kind of just like, he's like, hold on, I'll say it first. He's kind of like that one high school teacher that was just like mean for no reason, but you didn't dislike it. You kind of like being talked down to by this guy, you know?
Yeah,
we got hot from Buck in the chat there.
I think Scotty touched on it for me. It's getting hot. The thing is, there's nothing better than a hate fuck. So the meaner he is to you, the harder you're gonna get. And I honestly feel like he's gonna put all that military training to use in the bedroom. I don't think you're gonna want to talk to him afterward because you're gonna really feel ashamed of yourself. But I think in the long run, it's going to be a memorable night, and it's going to be a hot one. So hot.
Okay. It's a not for me, yet again. I just don't like... it's weird. It's like, I don't mind people like that. I wouldn't want that to be my partner, though, even if it was... You know, I just wouldn't want that. I don't want people to be mean to me. I don't enjoy that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with not for this one, too. Again, like, Mace is you know, it's a great character. I love it. I'm just...
You know he falls
rules, into it.
Too. You know he falls the rules, and that's the worst part. Yeah. He's not...
This guy's missionary all the way, right here. Like, this guy right here.
He's just... Yeah, look, it's basically
in and out, let's get the job done. We're done. We're only doing this. We're only doing this to procreate. Okay?
Yes.
Let's
go. That's fair. That's a not for me. All right, the next one's going to be interesting. Here we go. We got young Jack Dooku from a Photoshop Jerry did.
Back before we knew what the High Republic was.
We thought it's him and Obi-Wan's love affair. We did talk about that.
This was on an episode. This is the first High Republic novel before we knew what they were, and it was a romance novel called Master Kenobi, You Disappoint Me.
Okay.
yes.
Joe, hot, not, or it looks like old Joe. That's a good comment, Katie.
I'm going not. I'm not not into it.
Why? And
the thing is, everyone knows me. I love a daddy. I'm into a daddy situation. The thing, and I love a guy with money. I love an old man with money. There's nothing I find more attractive than an older gentleman who's loose with his cash. But the thing is, This guy was born rich. He was raised rich. He was raised in a castle. That's going to come with a lot of negative energy. It's going to be weird. Yeah. He's going to be very self-centered. I don't want to listen to that story about whatever you did, wherever you went. Again, I don't care. He doesn't ask me about my day. And honestly, I just need a little bit more attention on myself.
Yeah, that's fair. True.
He's also going to be a very selfish lover. The moment he's done, you're done.
Except, like, yeah, exactly. This whole picture, like, that's
look how unsatisfied Obi-Wan is. You know, his balls are blue.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no. And the worst part, he's not a generous lover at all.
He's definitely the one that like when he makes himself coffee, it's not for you. That's fair.
No, yeah, he makes one Keurig pod. Yeah. He's like, all right, you know, like. Yeah, I bought you a Pop Tart out of the vending machine right there. You know,
goodness, that's fair. So it's a not from all of us, I think. Yeah, not from me. He has that like douchey. I'm a prince, you know. Like I don't owe you anything. You know, you owe me everything. I'm the wealthy one here. You know, like I don't like that. He's old money. He's not frivolous. Yeah, old money. You know? Yeah, I don't. I, that's all a not from us, chat. I think we all agreed. Did chat say even say? I didn't see anyone in chat say. Oh, it's. Oh, no, William said hot.
Hot.
Young based Dooku is hot. Jared, what a take.
Well, Dooku, listen, Jared just likes his swordplay and stuff. So, yes. You know.
Moving on. All right. Chase that gay Jedi. Hot, not, or Scott?
Hot.
Yep. Yeah,
sorry.
Hot.
Excuse me.
Hot. I've already told that twink I will destroy him.
I can tell you this much. The best hugger at all a celebration. I mean, the warmest embrace. They had the warmest embrace. And it was like, it lasted forever. I'm not joking. I feel their hug still in my heart. And look, we got everyone saying hot. Everyone's saying hot. Oh. I think we all agree.
Top tier.
Yes, so absolutely. why though? Why for you, Joe? What makes them hot?
Chase and I have chatted many times. We have shared many a DM. Nothing but supportive and sweet and kind always to me. And you know what? Not that many people, even in the Star Wars community, especially like as a Star Wars influencer or whatever you want to call it, they're not always that way. And Chase has always been super kind and sweet to me and has always been open sexually to me. And so I appreciate that. And that's something I keep in my heart and I will always be there for them.
That's awesome. That makes me happy. I agree. And I've never had those kind of talks with Chase, but we have talked a handful of times and him and I like you know what? This may sound strange. This is coming from a heterosexual man right here. When you get lost in their eyes, 100%.
Oh, absolutely.
It's bad. It's beautiful.
Scotty, they held our hands at celebration at the Pink Milk Meetup and told us how much they loved Bombadcast. And I was melting.
I was tearing up.
Yeah, it was one of the most special moments, one of the most kind, gentle human beings I've ever encountered in my life. And so, yeah,
completely agree.
Hot. All the way through.
Look, Nightbot right now. Nightbot said, I love Jorgano.
Nightbot is really getting behind it.
Nightbot is on one tonight. I don't know what happened, but Nightbot's existential. Am I alive? Jesus Christ. Where is Gregory? Nightbot's on one. Man, yeah, the Pink Moat meetup was... night to be remembered, and Trey knows a few things that I did at that evening. So, only Trey and I have a secret to share. Anyway, that's hot. We're moving on to the next one. Here we go, Joe. What do you think? Ooh.
You know, I'm gonna go. This might be controversial. That's Scott to me. You want to know why?
Wait. Yes.
Very cold. Calm and calculating, and he takes you into a clean white room and you don't know what's going to happen next. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, this just made my day. You know, because
a spoon is lowering from the ceiling. What the hell is going on?
Oh my god. You know, and then that's the weird part too, is I'm always like, we were expecting you, and you're like, what? we were expecting you. I was just going to stop by. Man, that's a good point, Joe.
Thank you.
Wow. That is Scott, I guess. Kate, this is funny. What would it say? Some really good art.
Great art.
So get this, Joe. You're going to love this. It's so funny that you say that, but this is Katie's all-time favorite character from Star Wars. All-time. Tonwi.
Taste.
Yes, the best taste.
She's, yeah, absolutely.
She will... This is Katie's impression of the Kaminoans. I will do it. If she came on screen right now, I'd be so excited. But she always is like, Master Sipadias. Like, she always does this weird little hand thing. She goes, well, we were expecting you. It's a long-running joke. And then I hear Joe, like, thumping in the basement. I'm like, Joe, you stop it. I'm going to get the hose, Joe.
Well, I get thirsty.
He does. Super thirsty. Jerry, is that hot? Is that not? Or is that Scott? What do you think?
I don't like that explanation's fantastic on why it's Scott and everything. I don't know. Tonwi's okay, I guess. I don't know. I like the Kaminoans, like as in Star Wars and stuff. You know what? I'm gonna go with Scott too. We haven't got enough of Scott.
Mm-hmm. I think it's hot because, like, I mean, you look at a creature, an organism like this, and you're just like, where do I even start? You know, like, yeah, you just don't know where to go. Like, look how long their necks are. Yeah. Like, I mean, there's so much you can do.
But, you know, that room is going to smell like fish afterwards. I'm going to tell you the truth.
The next one, Joe, is this next character hot, not, or Scott?
That's hot. That's hot. Come on, that's hot.
That's hot. I don't even have to say anything else. This man's in the bottom.
Katie is still standing up for her glup shittos.
That's right. They are such good hosts. Oh, I want Katie on Bombad so bad one day. And yes, I think we all agree. Look at Gregory's in here. We got everyone saying Gorgina. Tonwi's got like an 8-pack. That's right. Not so not. Yeah. Oh man, that's right. Yep, I've fallen over this person, so it's all hot from us. Next one, here we go. Ooh, zero the hot. Ooh. Oh, Jerry, do your zero because you have the voice for it right now.
Oh god, I don't know if I can do it right now. Padme, let me out of this prison, mother. I went to Dan's grave. It's
okay, Joe. Yeah,
like it's lost. It's lost.
Lost. Joe, is Zero the Hutt hot, not, or Scott?
You know, I feel like he should be hot because he is a businessman. He makes his own money. But he does not appreciate anything he has. He complains a lot. And that voice is a major turnoff. Can you imagine if you're pleasuring that man and he's moaning? You're going to have
Jerry.
To me, that is not hot. So I'm going to say not.
Yeah.
I only say Zero is somewhat hot because he is from he's like the upper echelon New Orleans guy, you know, and like he's very much a Cajun, but he's like that fake New Orleans, like they pronounce it New Orleans. He's like New Orleans, you know. He's not like a real. I love New Orleans, you know. He's only hot because he's from a cool place. That's about it.
I feel like he would have a YouTube channel where he calls me a leftist for my watching it. Gina Carano. I feel like he would be very against me and everything I stand for.
Yeah. I feel like this guy would be really upset with a lot of the Eminem's personal life choices.
Yeah. He'd be really against the Feminems.
No.
Yes, yes.
I will also say, I think that this is the problem with this kind of guy, and we all know this. I think he'd be the kind of secretly be a gay man. You know what I mean? Like, he's like,
Lindsey Graham.
I hate the homosexuals, and he's just got so many gay lovers. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly. I agree. Ooh, where does he Star Wars podcast? Oh, man. Oh, I want to say a joke so bad, but I'm
it's
not going
a secret.
To. Moving on. Moving on to Secret Son. All right, the next one, George Binks. The George Binks. George Binks. We think of George Binks. That's Jar Jar's father. He just looks so mad, Joe. What do you think?
He looks like he's fully erect in this photo. I'm not necessarily saying I would fuck him, but I do think he's hot. Like, for, you know, his people, I think he's slaying that pussy.
I think Jar Jar's mother.
I'm just saying.
Okay, that's fair. I don't disagree.
Yeah.
Listen.
But he seems like, I don't know, he seems just like most of the other people. Most of the other men in this are, I don't know, like, he just looks grumpy. He just doesn't look like someone you want to be around. You know what I mean?
He looks like he voted for whoever Zero the Hutt did to me.
it's giving colonial times.
Yeah.
That's right. I like the Gungan hair, though.
That is pretty rad. But listen, the whole story of George R. Binks, like, being the father of Jar Jar, who was so embarrassed by his son when he took his own life, right? Yep, that was the story, right? Which, by the way, imagine being the person writing that story. That is one of the most terrible defeatist stories ever. This is an absentee father right here. This is a father who don't give a shit. No, I'm going to say not. I'm going to say not, man. We stand good fathers in this house. That's all I'll say.
Yes,
that's
I agree.
But I bet he's got a big dick, though. I will say that. this man is packing.
What did you? How did you describe the Gungan reproductive system? You did it one time.
It's a little bit of a Red Rocket situation. I feel like we have a picture of Jar Jar that's probably coming up later. I think in here, that just like they're like kin down there, you know, until they're not.
So that's a not for me. I just seem like I think he would have the Brad Beth too, like the Gamorreans. So that's a not.
Well, I mean, listen, this man spends his days on a ship.
That's right.
And I'm not saying anything about sailors, but like of the era he looks like he's from. I don't think like he's got wooden teeth, this man.
We're going to move on. Hopefully the next one's a hot. Let's see. Oh, shit. Rick McCallum.
Oh, damn.
No, the producer of the
Star
Wars prequel.
Look at those sunglasses effortlessly hanging about his breast, man. Look at that.
Joe, what do you think?
You know, I feel, first of all, the answer is going to be hot, obviously. This man can open a lot of doors for me. And that, to me, is very sexually appealing. Another thing is, look at the glasses around his neck. Look at the older white man button-down shirt.
Oh, there it is.
Yes.
He is going to be slaying. I'm sorry. An older man in a button-down shirt always has a fat cock. So, I feel like we're on the set of Clone Wars, whatever. I say, hey, can you help me with something in this back room? I pull him in. I grab him by the croakies. I grab him by the croakies and I pull him. And I just go to town on this older gentleman. I end up with at least 100K out of this situation. Either it ends well, and he gifts me a lot of things, or I sue for sexual harassment. So either
there
way,
you go.
Like, this is a very sexy situation for me.
I love this so much. Not Katie said, not the croakies. No, I agree. Rick's in the chat too. I feel great hearing you say that, Joe, and can assure you the rumors are true. Wow. This is also good. I can't read this one. This is pretty good too. This is about George.
Well, I can if you want, but no.
I think everyone can read it. I think it's a hot. Rick's a hottie for me. I've always liked Rick McCallum. I've got signed photos of him. I got a print of him on my wall. Total hot. Dre, what do you think? I mean, I know your answer. Well, I'm not even kidding.
Well, I mean, it's hot. I'm trying to think, Rick is hot. And when it comes to the situation downstairs, I want to say this, it's dense.
Moving on then. Oh, let's see. Is it hot, Scott, or not? Oh, no, Eb E. Endicott, a pod racer pilot. Oh, Lord. And it's also a different species. This is like one of the first few besides the Kaminoan and Zero. So this is a weird one. This was like a bird creature.
I feel like they put clothes on this one in the in the Pod Racer video game.
Well, Ebby and Akat, I don't know if it's a male or female, but it definitely has a C-section scar. So I think that's really interesting. I just noticed that. So Ebby and Akat was,
maybe they sold one of their kidneys, you know, however many they've got, you know. Knows.
Looks like a third leg too, or something. It looks like something's hanging.
There's something hanging down there. There's bush. There.
Joe, what do you think?
I'm not fucking Thanksgiving turkeys. Like I'm not, that butterball looking bitch. I am not going to touch that. Thanks. Thank you for the offer. Kind at least.
That's incredible. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I think people are saying it's a Scott, which is very interesting. Which I'm fine with.
Wow.
A C-section scar.
This is not the Bombad Bod we were talking about a couple weeks ago. Come on, guys. Come on.
No, I do like him though. I like Ebby Endicott. Pretty legendary.
Looks like live action Philotetes from Hercules.
That's so specific. All right, moving on. That's hot. That's not. Or that's Scott. Oh, Zhao Yowza, the Yuzum from Jabba's Palace.
I know my answer. Hot. This man can sing. He can yodel, I'm guessing. He's a triple threat in some way that I can't voice into words right now. But I know in my heart of hearts, I love Zhao Yowza more. That I may love my own child. I'm just kidding. I love my child.
Wow. That's beautiful.
But I love Zhao Yowza a lot. This is my glub shitto. This is my glub shitto.
That's right. Zhao Yowza. Well, okay, what do you think, Joe? Zhao Yowza.
I do like that he's in a band. That's kind of hot. I like when a guy's on a band. I do like that his ears sort of like handlebars, so it would be an easy situation. If you know what I mean.
Those are handlebars. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So you could ride that bitch like a motorcycle. It would be a smooth ride, is what I'm saying. He would be very loud. He would be very loud, so you couldn't do it anywhere in private in Jabba's palace. Because you know those motherfuckers were all sleeping. All those motherfuckers were sleeping in the same room.
Yeah,
how is he gonna get his fuzzy cheeks clapped if they're all sleeping in that same room and he's he would not be discreet. So for me, it's a not.
Oh, all right. That's fair. Yeah. It's a
I'm
hot
biased.
For me. Yeah, it's a hot for me only because, like you said, he's a singer. But he's also got this, he's got a vibe to him that, like, you know, I feel like he'd take care of you. He doesn't have that Dooku thing. I feel like he'd be like, yeah, let's go out to eat. And then maybe you would be the one that's like, no, I'm good. I'm fine. We had our moment. So that's fair.
Listen, I will say, I realize that he's got the same exact hair situation going on as like your drunk uncle who's really into Slayer. Like, I understand, like, this man looks like he's got, it's nothing on the top and just everywhere else. That's what this is. So that, yeah, I understand. I get it. It's
kind of hot. There's something to it. I like how close his eyes are. All right, anyway, I'm moving on. Here we go. That's hot. That's not. That's Scott. Oh, gotta love Ray. Jesus. Oh, my Lord. That's hot.
I was not prepared for this one.
Oh, yeah.
After Joe.
Yeah. What do you think, Joe?
I'm a little torn, honestly. Sure, she's beautiful. She's gorgeous. But you have to remember, she grew up in a desert. She...
Oh, Jesus.
Does not seem like she's going to know what she's doing. And she's... Once it's over, she's probably going to get a little clingy and weird. And I'm not sure if I'm ready. I'm not sure if I'm... And in a place emotionally to get married to the first Jedi I fought. So she's the only Jedi left. You know what I mean? She's gonna be lonely. So she's going to be texting you. She's going to be calling you. She's going to be like, where are you at? Do you want to hang out on the Millennium Falcon? Babe, we did already. You know, I know how that hyperdrive goes. You know what I mean? Like, I've been there. I've seen that star system. Maybe I want to see something else. I think I'm going to say hot, but I'm going to say it's not a star system you necessarily want to visit unless you plan on spending a lot of time there.
Oh, this is not a college experience. This is more of a, like, you know,
you're not,
this is the Jedi you take home.
You're going to wake up and she's going to be floating above the bed, like, ready. Are you ready for training? And you're going to be like, oh fuck. You know what I mean?
A motivator. Jerry, what do you think?
I mean, hot. For me, like, I'm going to go very stereotypical here. Hot.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, she looks like she could break me in half with her arms.
That's fair. Frankly. That's fair. So, let's look at those arms.
Please just, I mean, break me in half, ma'am.
Now, please. Joe, I think you can speak to this, though. This is one of those people that would be like bilingual. So they would like speak in a different language at some point. That might be a little sexy. You might be like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, you know, like if you go and order your food off like on an off-world, you know, area, and she can speak the language of the server or whatever, you know, ethnic or different race, you know, or species food you're eating.
She is, like I said, she grew up on Jakku. I'm not sure what languages she's learning on Jakku. I know she knew how to speak to BB-8. What's she going to beep at me? That's not hot. She's going to be on top of me lining it going beep.
She just walks up to you like, what the fuck are you saying?
Instant boner to those beeps. Don't let me near a computer. You know what I mean?
All right. That's too hot to a not. That's fair. All right, moving on. Here we go. Next one. That's hot. That's not. That's Scott. Oh, Cyril Karn. Ooh. Oh, good Lord. Jesus, this is a hot button topic right now.
Delete.
Chat, what do you think? We got to hear the chat too, because the chat, then this, they're gonna all spam it in just 2 seconds. We know a couple people that might find Cyril Karn hot.
We got three nods at the exact same time. Look at it go.
Joe, you're the great determiner.
Listen. I don't want you guys to be mad at me. But the thing is, speaking of twinks I want to obliterate, the thing is, I feel like this is the guy in the frat house who is such a little shithead. He's so mean, so nasty to you, but he gets drunk and you guys go up to his bedroom and you have a good time and you sneak out in the middle of the night with your hood over saying you passed out in your own vomit in the bathroom, because that is hotter than, or that is less embarrassing than letting all your friends know you fucked him. The thing is, I still would fuck him.
Everyone, Joe admits it.
There's something about a man, a twink with mommy issues, and you know, I know he's voting against my rights, but I know he's voting against my rights, but the sex is good. I'm sorry. He gets really into it. You know those people who like get really into sex and their brain, they're no longer there. That person is gone.
Oh my God.
Animalistic. That's what this man is.
The mindless fuck machine.
Exactly.
Yeah, this man is
to the table.
See, so y'all are gonna love this. Katie did not finish Andor, so she doesn't know what Cyril Karn became.
Oh man. Summer child.
I hate authority, so it's perfect. That's amazing.
Yeah, oh shit! Listen, this is exactly what what's her name said at the end.
I'm not saying you won't regret it. You're gonna regret it, but you're gonna enjoy it. It's gonna be one of those fucks that you enjoy in your own time, retrospectively.
Absolutely. Sarah looks like he'd be an Oath Keeper. Absolutely.
Katie's comment is pretty god tier. That was too much talking in Andor.
Oh man. I mean, dude. I'm a pretty solid knot with this one.
Yeah,
just,
me too.
You know,
But he's also the guy at the gas station you wouldn't mind talking to for a second until, like, he's like, hey, can you need to register to vote. You know, it seems like you haven't registered, and he, like, hands you the clipboard. Yeah, no, I don't. Knees are not for me, too.
Oh, no, Andy, sorry. No, yeah, we've been going for a bit, but wait, listen. This is going. Oh my God, we're having a lot of people just join and everything.
It's
here.
Nice.
Like, this is fantastic.
Here we go. That's hot. I'm sorry. That's hot. Oh, Avar Chris from the High Republic. Hot, 100%.
I have a lot of just spiritual issues with you saying that, yeah, hot for me as well. So
Joe.
Avar Chris is 100% hot. She is ready to go at all times. I don't know if you have you read these novels? Have you read these novels?
Scott has read one. I've read all of them.
I've read all of them too, except for the new ones. I've gotten halfway through the first one and then I just couldn't finish, but I'm going to get through it. Avar Chris is very hot though. She is like this. She's like the all A+ student Jedi in for it. She's so strong, so talented, so smart, but on the side, she's a little freaky. She's a little bit of a freak. Okay. You know when they're like that sort of A+ student, they're super like by the books, following the rules, and on the side, they're a little bit of a freak.
Yeah.
This is what Avar Chris is giving. She knows her way around a lightsaber, that's all I'm going to say, and it's 110% hot. She's going to flip it and flop it and she's gonna go the extra mile to make sure your orgasm is out of this galaxy.
Jerry.
Hot all the way. I mean, like, I've had a crush on Avar Chris since I saw the effing painting. Right? Like, no, 100% Joe. Like, this is the like, I'm by the book. But you know, I like this is Jedi in the streets, Sith in the sheets business right here.
Okay.
This is Avar Chris. So
I've always liked Avar Chris's look. You know, I like a good, like a very Brie Larson looking lady. So I'm about it. It's bomb.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh fuck yeah. Yeah. That's my head casting usually.
Wonderful. Here we go. The next one. That's hot. That's not. That's Scott. Oh, shit.
Oh, how'd this one get in there?
No.
Trick question.
I remember when this photo dropped for the first time.
Oh, my God. That's how good.
What?
I do. I remember when you dropped this for the first time. And
yes.
Yeah. Like, good for him. He is feeling himself. And he's looking hot. And I swear to God, my penis did not recover for a week.
Holy shit.
I beat that shit.
You're welcome.
Black and blue.
You're
black
welcome.
And blue. Thank you.
Oh, I think we all can agree it's hot. Definitely hot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I very much appreciate it. Yes, you know, like I was expecting one of two answers for that.
It's definitely not Scott, because that's you, Jerry.
Woo!
Look at this. Me. Oh, look. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Kate, I snuck a little cuddle in at Celebration. Who doesn't? Look at all the hots. Look at this. Everyone's babing over Jerry right now.
It's unfair that Jerry isn't a little bit behind. Well, sorry, y'all. I'm sorry.
He hasn't been in the same room with me yet, but we'll see.
Jerry puts the junk in the cannon, junkie.
Damn. All right, leave the picture up a little longer. I'll take this gas. All right, let's go.
He was raw for days. My goodness.
Damn.
Oh, Nick said, I'd be willing to pay a small monthly subscription to have Joe gas me up every so often. Disgustingly hot. Oh, even one of my former students, Ben, said smash.
Wow, smash. Jerry. Oh, you're welcome. Smash. I feel really a little weird about that one, but thank you.
This is 15 years old, Jerry. All right, moving on. Kevin, let's Kevin go on. Spacey.
Please continue.
Oh, the Village Bride episode of Visions. Ooh. I forget her name. Definitely hot. 100% hot. That's the one with the heels that like click into the ground. Do you remember that scene? Yeah. I don't remember her name. Hot, though. It's a lot of fun.
Typical.
This is one of Michael's favorite characters too. Michael, give us smash.
Yes.
F is her name. F is hot. Wait. Disgustingly hot.
If I may. Bring me up again. Wood.
Joe, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I would smash. Absolutely. I mean, I think she would probably murder me once we were done, but I would.
That's what I'm hoping for. Yeah. Listen, this is pull her up again real quick. Okay. I'm sorry, Joe. Were you done talking? I'm talking over you, aren't I?
No.
Okay. All right. Listen, this is big goth girl emo energy, and that is my thing. Me and Alden Diaz have the same taste, in that our taste in women is basically, if you look like a hex girl from Scooby-Doo, then we're into it. So,
hex girl.
So smash, do not pass go. Collect $200, all of it.
Perfect.
Yes.
That's where hot,
the okay. We had a few. We had a few, Andy. We actually had a few aliens.
We got a few coming up too. That's right.
We got a few
coming up. All right, moving on. That's hot. That's not. That's Scott. Here we go. I don't know how long we have Joe for tonight. We're already going on in an hour, and Joe's just being.
We listen. This game is like.
It's a lot longer than I thought it would be.
Woo!
All right. Let's see, Joe. Got, if you have to got. Go, just let us know. Oh my God, Cal Kestis.
Oh my God.
Then the Jedi survivor, Cal Kestis. People have some feelings here. Where's our boy Connor at? Connor Chichini.
Connor should be in the chat.
Where is Connor at? We all should reach out to Connor right now. So, Joe, Cal Kestis, new Cal. Pass. Someone said pass. Oh, Katie has been summoned. Hold on, wait. Uh-oh.
10 out of 10.
That is a rare Katie appearance. Wow.
Hi, right, Joe. What's your answer?
Again, another blink. Twink. I want to obliterate. The thing is about. I like the beard, especially. The beard looks very good. I just feel like he's been through so much emotionally that he would be a really grateful lover. Like he would. It's like you would stick it inside of him, and you would feel sucked in. You know what I mean? And your penis would go to his heart because he genuinely he needs love. He needs that emotional time. He would. Like I said, you would feel like you were being sucked into his butthole. I appreciate that. I imagine myself holding him down and holding him in an embrace as I just really go to town on him. And I think he would appreciate it. And are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm just getting, I'm just thinking about what we usually do.
Scotty is just he's ready to suck you in.
He is. He you'll feel the suction as he bends over.
He said, well, it's a butt home.
Yeah.
Whew. And then Nightbot's getting extremely existential. I don't know what's happening.
Oh my God.
Scotty, what is love? That's love, Nightbot. Nightbot. Oh my God.
So many questions we have to answer for you.
I honestly couldn't. I don't think Jared and I could even go after that one.
Hot. I mean, come on. Yeah, like I could appreciate and everything, you know. Like I mean like come on. Why not?
Literally. Come on. All right. So we're going to move on. That's right. Hot. That's not. That's Scott. Ooh, here we go. Oh, George Lucas.
Georgie.
George Lucas. Hot.
I'd give him. Oh, man, this is a tough one. I want to give him a combo of that's hot. That's Scott. A little bit.
Yeah, okay.
A little bit.
That's fair.
I don't know.
All right, Joe.
I was also going to say that, Scott, honestly, because look at him. He's sort of like a daddy figure we all look up to. He's a creator of something huge and beautiful. And he also would be a very intense. I feel like he'd be into S&M. And I feel like
he'd be a lot.
And that makes me think of Scott.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you. That's actually really kind.
Whoa, hold on. Rick McCallum with some heat in the chat.
I hate ugly as shit. I hate that guy. Man, oh, Katie said gives me creepy uncle vibes. You know what I think with George Lucas? I think it's the opposite of S&M. I think it's more like, I think he's the one that, like, after you're done, like, he talks to you, like, not sweetly, but, like, you hear his intelligence. Like, he's not the
he
kind of person
that tells you the story.
He doesn't say a lot, but what he does say, you're kind of like, oh, that's, like, wow, that's, like, very profound. And, like, even if he's, like, you know, like, whatever just happened wasn't that good, he'd still be like, you know, there's something beautiful about being able to, you know, share an experience together, you know, and like, you're kind of like,
the hero's journey of lovemaking.
Joe doesn't like that in a man.
Oh, it's painting too bright of a picture. I'm seeing it too clearly. I can't, I feel him inside me still. I can't, don't you ever do that again, please.
Okay, sorry. Oh. But like, I feel like the hickeys you can give on his neck would be immense too. Just like, which is too much.
That's a lot of real estate right there. I'm just saying.
Moving on. Here we go. All right. Oh shit! It's a hot B1 battle droid with boobs. Okay. Man, I'll start. Hot
boob one battle droid is MRS.
Roger, yeah. Roger. More like, I mean. I don't even know. I just.
Well, go on.
I wanted to write a writer on something over here. Nightbot loves Joe. Oh, man. What do you think? What do you think of the busty B1 battle droid? Hot?
Me? I.
Yeah, Joe.
I feel like I would spend the whole time wondering what's in that chest compartment. Like, what mechanism is being held in those titties? I would assume she comes with multiple attachments and probably vibrates. But does she have, like, the battle droid voice? Am I going to stick it in her and she's going to say, Roger, Roger? I feel like my dick is going to and might get cut on something sharp. You know what I mean? Like, I'm worried if I stick it in there. What am I going to get cut in a wire? Some sort of... I'm going to say, for me, it's a knot.
It's a knot. Okay. A knot. All right, that's fair. It's a knot. Jerry, what about you?
I'm going to say that's Scott. Like, we got a few of those. That seems completely Scotty to me. And, you know, listen, I have the utmost confidence in you, Scotty, with this relationship. Yeah. Because, I mean, like L3 once said, it works. So,
ooh,
you know,
that's right.
You know, L337, it works. So,
yeah,
you're gonna have to do that thing later, though. So,
okay, that works. That's fine. That's fine. I'm gonna move on now. That's hot. That's not that Scott. Here we go. Oh, who is that handsome?
Whoa.
Uh oh. Is that hot? Is that Scott or is that not? What do we think?
This was all just a clever ruse to get Joe to compliment us live on.
Oh. For me, that's going to be hot, and that's going to be Scott. I feel like he's ready to sit me down after a dinner of white American tacos, and he's going to sing me the song he wrote me on his twin bed, but the door's going to be shut because his mom's downstairs, and he doesn't want it happening. And then after he finishes his little song, I feel awkward, so I'm just going to kiss him just to get it over with. I know that's what
I'm doing. Is it one of those, like, I still have it in my hand, and you're like,
yeah, and
like
I,
a sweet one, or like a, like, is it a quick one, or is it like a, like,
no, because if it's a sweet little one, you're just gonna sing more because you think it's gonna get you farther. So I'm just gonna let you have it. So I'm gonna go in full tongue, open mouth. I'm gonna lay on top of you, push you down onto the twin bed. The door is already locked. I'm pretty sure. So I'm gonna push you down. I lay
closing
on top
my ears.
Of you. I think I hear the guitar crack a little bit, so I pick my weight up off of you, move it up, down. It's probably broken, but I'm going to distract you after this whole situation is done, so you don't look at your guitar too closely, because you're going to get mad. I just want to be out of the house before that happens. And we're just gonna get it done. We're going to get it done, and you're not going to talk to me at school the next day.
Is it my first time, too? It's
your
like
first
first...
time. first time with a man and probably your last.
That was it. Oh, that's all that needed to happen.
Listen. Oh, Andy, this happened. Oh my God. Yes.
Oh, good God.
I know that all too well.
Oh, Jesus, this is good. Yes. I don't disagree. That was beautifully said. That's definitely Scott. I'm moving on. Oh, I forget this poor unfortunate soul. This is the creature from the cantina. Soul. This is from the cantina, yes. Right? Yeah.
Yes, whoa. Where it's a long lost Jedi.
Jesus.
I can't think of a clever name. Shithead.
That's a not for me. Joe, how are you taking it? The little tendrils look promising.
The tendrils are promising. Thank you, Scotty, for pointing it out. They once again are giving very much handlebar. You can wrap them around and really go to town. The thing is, I'm not sure what's happening under those robes. I don't know what kind of body. Is he a disgusting alien body with a jacked human? Disgusting alien head with a jacked human body? A lot like the old Kenner toys, you know, you would... Clothes off and it would be a jacked body. And you think to yourself, I could fuck that. I could get down with it. As long as maybe doggy style, that way you're not looking at the face. But the thing is, I have no idea what's going on. I'm scared of centipedes. I don't like a centipede. He looks like he could have a centipede body. I'm not really sure. So for me, it's going to be a not.
Oh, yeah, that was so quick.
Why am I so big now?
Why are you so big, Jerry?
Well, let's see the body situation. I can't figure out. You're right. He looks like he might like have just like that. I don't know. Like it looks like there's not much holding up that melon. That's a not from me. That's a not from me.
That's a not. But I do.
I can't do the multiple eyes. No. It's the specific way that the multiple eyes are on the head as well. It looks like they were like chocolate chips and a cookie. Like they're sparsely all over the place. They're not in any order.
He looks like a lot of holes I don't want to see. Like I don't know where it's coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever kissed someone with a lazy eye? That's what that looks like. You're just like making out with them and their eyes just going. And like shifting over. I knew a girl with a lazy eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, just look at that. Just a lazy eye girl. Moving on. Here we go. Oh no, this is another one Jerry photoshopped. She's out of sheaves out of my league. So we got Rise of Skywalker Palpatine. Okay. Prom Night Palpatine
we love to call him Prom Night Palpatine because he's got the nice little cummerbund and everything. You know, he just needs the corsage. All he needs for his date. Listen, if it's this picture, for the Sheev's date, that's hot. Yeah. Sheev himself, that's not for me.
What about you, Joe?
No.
So I'm assuming this is like a threesome situation, and they're like, we're into you. You know what I mean? Like, you know when like a hot couple is into you, Scotty and Katie? Anyway. One hot couple is into you, and like one is really hot, and then the other isn't, and you're like, oh fuck, is it really worth it? Can I handle the imbalance of it? For me, you know, she's a beautiful young lady. I don't know her personally, but she looks like she'd be a fun time, especially if she's into this sort of threesome. She's probably with him for the money, I would assume, but I feel like I'm gonna take that robe off, and I'm gonna be hit with a lull of stench. And then his dick is, or something is going to fall off and hit the floor. And I'm not going to know what to do. It's going to be awkward. I'm going to have to call an Uber. They're not going to pay for it. I feel like for me, it's a not.
That's a not.
It's too much.
I feel like they would let you in on their little plans and stuff. You know what I mean? That must be kind of nice, right?
If they let me in on their little bank account, then maybe, but not for me.
That's a not for Joe. That's good. There he is.
What do you think, Scotty? Listen, are you hanging out on prom night at Exegol, an evening under the monolith?
Under the monolith. What I would do, it's one of those like, you know, you show up and it's actually your friend's parents. And you're like, they're swingers. They've got to be swingers. That's all you. That's the only vibe you get from them. But it's your friend's parents. Yeah. And yes, and that's I also get that vibe. But it's also
she
it's
was
also
jerking the, it in the corner for sure.
No, it's also but it's also the it's like the dad that's like, let me show you the whole house, and you're like, why are we like? There's a party going on in the garage. Why are we going through the whole house? And he's like, let's just look at it. Let's just look. And Alien. There's light underneath the granite countertops. And you like you see her bend over and turn the light onto the granite countertops. You're like, that's cool. Like, what is happening here? And then the pineapples on the door. It's just there's so many signs. And you're just like, I don't get it. I don't get it. And then, yes, Joe.
If you're ever in that situation, just go for it. It's going to be a fun, memorable night. One time when I was 18, I was in Greece. And I had a tour guide. She was an older woman, probably around 28, 27. I was 18. And I was there with my high school, which I had graduated with from. So I was no longer in the high school, but it was like an after high school trip.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I had a hot younger Latin teacher. He was really into this tour guide. I shouldn't tell a story. Anyway, I tried absinthe and got into the Adriatic Sea. All I'm going to say is, it was a beautiful night.
There you go.
It was
there
a beautiful go. Night. It was a beautiful night on Exegol. Our friend oh Trey my God. Actually went to
every sitcom couple pairing is so accurate.
I like that Joe kept it quiet, Joe. That was good restraint, Joe. All right, the next one.
Very good.
Oh, yeah, no. That's hot. That's not. Oh, that's Scott. I no, love
this.
Know,
I is, love that this is a close-up of one of my thumbnails for Iron.
Yes, yes. All right, chat. Come on, chat. Let's all put it in here. Hot. We gotta see it. We gotta see it. What do we think? What do we think? I think hot. Brian Barry is a god. One of the other really good huggers, and one of the best listeners to at Celebration. Mm-hmm. Brian and I just sat and we gossip and bitched about stuff. It was wonderful. We just sat there and chatted the whole entire time. What do you think? What do you think, Joe? Brian Barry.
I love Brian. Like I said, I have a lot of experience with Brian. He's always been very sweet to me. I don't know why he's making that bear face in that photo. You homosexuals, you know what I'm talking about. He's making that bear face. I wouldn't consider him a bear, but maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm wrong. I find him very sexually attractive and viable. And Brian knows that if we're ever in the same room, it's going to go down. And I've said this to him. He doesn't answer my DMs, but if he did, he would say, I'm down for that also. And I'm excited about it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's good. I like that. That's a very honest answer, Joe.
Thank you.
It's a hot. It's definitely hot.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to fuck him.
Katie said he reminds me of the Village People in the best way. The mustache. The mustache. Oh, man. Connor. Connor's thriving.
Connor said he's neat. Yes, yes.
Oh, man. Neat. All right, the next one. That's hot. That's not. That's Scott. Let's see who it is. Oh, it's Rip Qui-Gon Jinn. Oh, man.
It's Qui-Gain Jinn right there. Is yeah. Who that is.
God, that's like Qui-Gon. That was, that was like early 30s Qui-Gon, you know, before he kind of became an older man, you know.
He got really into bodybuilding.
Yeah, really. Before Phantom Menace, he was obsessed with it. Qui-Gon Jim. Oh, man.
Exactly. Qui-Gain Jim.
Yeah, I agree. God, this is good. What do you think? What do we think?
It's a no for me. I feel I love Qui-Gon Jinn. Typically, I find Qui-Gon Jinn very attractive sexually. I feel like it would be a tantric situation. He would light incense. There would be some sort of exotic oil from India. It would be a fun time, typically. But this version, his balls ain't doing nothing. They have shrunken up to the size of raisins.
Yeah.
They are gone. He is high off that HGH, baby. It's not going. What are we gonna do? What am I gonna do? I'm gonna climb that mountain, and what am I gonna fuck? Fuck the side of Mount Everest? No, I'm good.
It's gonna, thank you. That's gonna feel like slapping up against the side of Mount Everest. That's gonna feel like
hitting my dick against a brick wall. What is the purpose?
No, it's funny. I read once on like women who've like actually been with guys like this. It's like they described it like being with a corner of a building, and that always made me laugh. I was like, that's like so specific. But that's what I guess it's, Joe. Can you vouch for that? Is it like the corner of a building?
I've never been with a gentleman that sort of size or anything, but I would imagine it's like throwing yourself against a brick wall. Like, what? No, thanks. I've had enough concussions in one lifetime. Thank you.
If you actually tried to have sex with one of the like Greek statues that were like actually just made of, like, that's what it would feel like. It would feel the exact same.
I need a little bit of something to hold on to. What am I going to grab?
That's right. His hair. Moving on. That's not, that says not for from all of us. I think I wouldn't, I'm not about that. That kind of scares me. That's like stepdad energy. I don't like it. Anyway, moving on.
No, I've never hooked up with Bane.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, speak of the devil.
No. Oh, no, chat. We got to hear it. Chat's gonna make Jared all flustered right now. Here we go. Chat's going to blow up in 2 seconds. William said no.
Oh, William.
Oh, yes. Connor said, oh, my God. Hot. Listen, he's a king. Yes.
Listen,
yes.
It looks hot. He's a king in trivia knowledge. He's not. I'm sorry. Because me and Scotty beat him. Me and Scotty beat him. So, you know.
Oh, man. Look, here's this one says Scott. This is for I know Joe knows Jared, but Joe, let's hear. Let's make Jared's day, maybe.
Jared. I am very attracted to Jared, and I feel like I've been pretty open about this. I find him very sexually appealing. I feel like he would take me into a hotel room at the end of Celebration, or maybe in the middle of Celebration, so other people are distracted. They don't know where we went. Maybe they're not questioning it. Me and Jared, maybe we went to one of the booths. I don't know. They don't know. And that's the point. We go up to one of the hotel rooms. He opens the door. We go in. He grabs me by the fucking neck and throws me on the bed. Now, this I was not expecting. No one in the room was expecting this, right? But Jared, we get behind that door. He slams it. It's hard. I'm worried. I'm like, Jared, there are other people in the rooms next to him. I don't fucking care. Throws me on the bed. He and I have a very passionate afternoon. He speaks very filthily to me. And I am thrown aback. I wasn't expecting this. He seems like such a sweetheart. But I think there's something repressed, like an energy, an angry energy that he only focuses in on his sexual experiences. And now that I know that, it's in the back of my mind, and I'm keeping it there, and I'm holding that. Every Celebration for the next 20 years, he and I meet up, and we just fucking go to town on one another. And then, I know it was a fun tryst, but right now, I wish Jared would fuck me to death. I wish I want him to just go to town with me until I die.
Oh man, my palms are sweating. I didn't say it.
That's my last thought before I'm in the grave. Thank you, Jared.
Jerry's dying.
I can't wait. Jared hasn't even commented because I'm sure Jared is just like, Jared is riding waves of ecstasy right now.
Oh, and Joe just sips his whiskey.
Oh, God. Oh, that's perfect. Oh, I love it. Just the part that I loved the most was the, like, we just meet once a year. We go to town.
Oh, man.
It's just a known thing. It's a known quantity.
Oh, my God. Okay. Definitely hot because I beat him in trivia, so that was great. Look at this. Look at this.
Oh!
Look at this. Joe has the 5 down to the letter. See you at Celebration, babe. Oh,
cheers. There you go.
Yo, man. We just, wow. We just made someone's
day. We broke it right here. You saw it.
I can't wait to show you. He's got a girl right now he's dating. I think Joe's next, though. Good God.
What happens at Celebration stays at Celebration, baby.
Look at Katie's comment. Hey. Katie says, I went to quite a few panels alone. Oh, Jesus. All right. That was good. We all say hot then. That's good. Okay. Joe fucking took the cake on that one. Oh, no. Uh-oh. Here's our boy. Here's our mascot.
Nakey Jar Jar.
Nakey Jar Jar. I can tell you mine. Hot. And Scott.
Hot. It's hot. It's hot. Yeah.
He's not going to shut the fuck up the whole time. He's not, you're going to be on top of him. Oh, yes, I feel so good. Please, shut the fuck up. Oh, my God. And you're not even going to be able to concentrate. For me, in the moment, I want to feel what I'm feeling. I'm going to go to that place. You just feel so good. I don't care. Shut the fuck up. For me, it's enough.
Oh, man. All right, all right.
Oh, my God, I'm on fire Jar-Jar right now.
Jar Jar does not skip leg day. He does not skip leg day.
Oh, my God. Oh, he's got legs. Joe, you're probably right, though. He would be the one that would just be like, oh, Yosa,
watch out. Hot if you gag him.
Unbearable.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Mark. Glad you made it safe. This is a doozy. Whoa, Mark. Joel Tot, always. Always.
Hi, Mark.
Wow. That was exciting. Let's move on from Jar Jar. We got two hots from us. Here we go. Oh, C.O. Bibble. Damn it. The communication breakdown could only mean one thing. Invasion.
Nar.
Would you invade?
Nar. For me, listen, you see him and you think, wow, Joe is going to go to town. He's an older man in a position of power, probably has some money, can open doors for Joe. Baby, this man, he's the type, you're going to hook up with him, you're going to be like, okay, I'm going to get something out of this, he's going to give me money, he's going to open some doors, he's going to bring me to the hottest clubs on Naboo. But he's going to get what he wants, and he's going to be too big of a pussy to actually push the buttons he needs to push to get you anywhere, get you anything.
Yeah, that's
he's
fair.
He's kind of like a sniveling little weasel situation, and you don't need that. You need a real man. A man who's going to be like, okay, I'm getting this sort of pleasure from this person. I'm going to open the doors. He's not going to take what he wants from you and then leave you high and dry. You know what I mean? So this man, for me, it's a nut. He's not going to give me what I need.
Damn, that was fair. That was honest. That was straightforward. That's honest. Wow.
That's very accurate. It feels very accurate.
Man.
Oh, I just made out. Andy, this is why we're friends. This make a place about M&Ms to his grandkids after watching Fox News.
Wait, I just got breaking news. This is kind of random, though, but this is crazy. Lisa Marie Presley died. And just something I wanted to say.
What? Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. That's random. She was young. That's sad.
Yeah, wow. She did it, Michael Jackson. Interesting.
That was cold.
My mom just called me.
Fucking water.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to kill the vibe.
Lisa Marie Jackson? Wait, what?
No, Lisa Marie Presley, Elvis Presley's daughter.
Okay, yes.
That face.
Oh, wow.
That's sad. She was young, I feel like.
Hey, Google.
It is sad.
How old is Lisa Marie Presley?
Lisa Marie Presley died today at age 54.
Joe's Google?
That was my Google.
54. We both have Google.
That's so sad.
That was our Google.
Very young.
That was our Google. I forget.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, shit. After that, I think all of us want to meet up with Jared in a fucking hotel room. I want to feel the bite of life one last time.
Uh-oh. Reva. Uh-oh. Let's hear Reva. It for Reva. I'm
Reva.
Hot. 100% hot. Like everything. Yes.
Hot.
I like the tenacity. I really like the tenacity. And, like, I like the vibe of Reva a lot, you know, kind of look at all the whole chat. When did y'all see that?
Hot, the chat.
Just, oh, my God, it's, like, blowing up. Yeah. Hot. Total babe. Hot. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Joe doesn't look like he's – Joe, are you into this?
No, I'm giving it a hot. I feel like I'll feel bad about myself because the thing is she's so focused – on revenge. She's focused on her work. She's focused on what she needs to do. She's angry. So she's going to angry fuck you, and she's going to treat you. She might spit in your face. She's going to come and then spit in your face, and you're going to feel terrible about yourself, but you're going to be so grateful every time she calls you at 3 a.m. saying, you up?
Yeah, oh, that's true. That's the one that you see like liking. No, Reva's the one that still likes your Instagram post, you know? And you're like, oh, okay, good. She's still around.
She doesn't like it. She doesn't like it, but she does view your story, and she won't give you the satisfaction of the like, honestly.
That's it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, she's gonna be.
Oh, Brian said Reva pegs 100%.
Absolutely. Who does the fucking absolutely. Not you?
Oh, okay.
Jim had to
buzz pegging me.
Jim had to pet the cat while thinking about Reva.
Oh man, Jerry, what do you think? Hot?
Hot. Did you not hear me at the beginning? Like hot? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, hot. Yeah, everything that Joe has said is absolutely true.
Hot but problematic. That's
this
my,
is
that's
probably my the this is the this is the type of woman I will end up with most likely. It's just like we're like, hey, yes, ma'am. You know? That's just like me. Yes. Yes.
I really like knowing that about you.
Whatever you say, dear.
Okay, it's hot from all three
that's
of us.
Me.
Next
that's
one.
Me.
Oh
send
no.
out the probes. Do wow. it now.
No, no. School teacher. Wow, what do we think?
That's Scott.
Hot, no, I'm just not, or Scott? Chat, what hot. Are we thinking? No, Connor's an OMG. Joe's sweating.
Oh my God. I can't. I don't. Why would you put that up? I feel, you know I'm not wearing underwear, Scott. Why would you do this to me right now?
Just stay seated, okay?
Buck O'Brien, Buck said, not sorry. Jeez, Buck. Jeez. Oh, man. Everyone says Scott. Oh, man.
Andy's can't wait to see him in White Lotus Season 3.
Oh, Joe, any other commentary? Don't get too graphic this time, if you don't mind.
In that case, no.
You know what's funny? We had a whole, woo! Like, we. This is actually the last one of the game, Jerry. You want to give your answer real quick?
Oh, hot. Last one. All the time.
Hot?
All
okay.
Day. All
hot,
day, every day.
Thank you. Yeah. I say Scott.
Jerry, do you want to say anything about me?
Well, hot. I mean, what the fuck? Yeah. Listen, I, he's your man, okay?
Any final comments about me?
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. So let me be real here. We had a whole show planned, but I got to get to bed for work. You know, that sounds silly, but like, Joe, would you be willing to come back on the Bombadcast?
Yeah, anytime. Anytime you guys want me, I'm ready and willing and available and completely lubed up for you guys.
Thank you, buddy.
All the time. Every time.
So, chat, you determine. Do we want Joe back? I'm going to put that in the chat.
Okay. It's our show.
I know, but we got to see if the chat even wants Joe back.
That's true. Do we want Joe back?
Please.
Yes, come back, Joe. Joe Organa Part 2.
Vote for Joe, you guys.
Work. Yeah, sure, you got to go to work. That's what it is. Scotty's like, Scotty got too hot and bothered.
Yes, I have to use the restroom. Joe, give me more Joe.
That's a resounding Joe comeback.
You know, I'm going to read an email that was written by an AI that a student sent me. So this is my message to you, Joe, real quick. Let me get this pulled up. What do you say, Jerry?
Hold on. Nick says, can we do a call-in with Joe? Oh, my God. Ooh. I don't know. We'd have to see what Joe thinks about that.
I'm down. Here we go.
Maybe Joe should come on Hyperfocus sometime, and Scotty can guest as well or something. We can do, like, a little round table there. Then you could get as saucy as you want because, like, that's a – listen, Hyperfocus is our After Dark, and this is already pretty After Dark.
This is very After Dark.
I apologize. Listen, I didn't know I was supposed to be good boy. If you want me to be good boy, be good boy.
No, we don't want that.
No, you can
I'm going to read this.
You can come multiple times on Hyperfocus if you want to. It's fine.
When I will.
I will read this. Yeah. This is a love letter that I wrote, I guess, to Joe. It says, my dearest Joe, I cannot put into words how much you mean to me. You are the light in my life, the one who makes everything worth it. You bring out the best in me and make me want to be a better person. I'm so grateful for every moment that we spend together. I know that I can always count on you to be there for me, to make me laugh, to hold me when I need it. I'm so lucky to have you in my life, and I kind of cannot imagine a future without you. I love you more than words can say. and I look forward to spending the rest of my days by your side. Yours always, Scotty Jerome. Stay bombad, Scotty Jerome.
Oh my god. I'm getting emotional.
That was very sweet.
So, Joe, you don't know this, but you may know this, actually. I don't know. But every time we have a new guest on, we have to baptize you in the Bombad experience. Is that okay if we baptize you real quick?
Yeah, Bukkake, go for it.
You ever seen my neighbor Paul Stanley sing a song? You want to hear my neighbor Paul Stanley sing a song to you? Is that what you want?
Yeah, I want it.
This is your wake-up call. Time to reach, go for it all. Vulture stirs inside of me, and I know what I can be. Limit is the sky. Hey world, watch me fly. The best part of waking up is vultures in your cup.
Oh my god, that was so beautiful. Jesus. Emotional.
You know, oh, hold on. Breaking news. Everyone died immediately after they shot that commercial. I'm sorry.
That's it. They're all dead.
They were all ghosts the whole time, actually.
Yeah. Joe, we cannot thank you enough for being on this show. This is a shameless thing I'm going to make you do. Is there any way you could look at the camera and say, "Hi, I'm Joe Ragana, and you're watching the Bombad cast. Stay Bombad." Let's see if you can get those words out of his mouth. Let's see.
I'm not used to getting things out of my mouth. Okay. I don't know. Hey guys, I'm Joe Organa, and you're watching the Bombad cast. Stay Bombad.
Like, oh, good God. That was so
perfect. Perfect.
Oh, what a king. All right, everyone. We need to bounce. We need to leave. We need to call tonight. I wanted to do more with this episode, but Joe, you'll be coming back on in the near future. Maybe like May. Maybe the 4th.
Anytime you want me, baby. I'm here.
Oh, I know. You're just in the other room. Can we get a good Stay Bombad from you before we sign out? Let's get a good Stay Bombad.
Me?
Yeah.
Stay Bombad.
Woo!
What do we do?
Did you say impossible? Pasquale? Only kidding, Chucky. I've changed my tune because I finally thought of a possible dream that we can all share.
What is that? Pasquale?
It's a dream about a world where nobody is poor or sick or hungry.
Oh, now that's a dream we can make come true.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I point up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind.
I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see their need? Alzheimer's disregard, a broken bottle top,
and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, cause they got nowhere to go. And that's why I want you to know, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways, and no message could have been any clearer.
If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make a change.
I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
Oh yeah.
I'm asking him to change his ways.
Come on, change.
No message could have been any clearer.
If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make a change. I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
Oh yeah.
I'm asking him to change his ways.
Come on, change.
No message could have been any clearer.
If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make a change.
Time for us to take a break. But we wouldn't dream of being gone for long. See you in a little bit.
One thing I failed to mention, people that are still watching, Monday night, we're doing a special live stream covering the Mando Season 3 trailer. And I think all of you are going to be very excited because you'll see us react live, maybe see me cry, and maybe Joe just might come out the cage and visit us. Jerry, what do you think?
Are you ready for some Mando? Are you ready to party? Are you ready for some Mando? Yeah, come hang out Monday.
That'd be great. Anyway, everyone, stay bombad. Let's all praise Joe in the chat one more time because we love our Joe Organa. What a fucking praise prince. Be. Oh my god. Anyway, see y'all soon. Stay bombad.